The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to a Monday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Hope you had a good weekend. My goodness, what a beautiful, spectacular spring weekend in Ohio. Had a wonderful time at Lighthouse Baptist Church yesterday in Bucyrus. Wonderful, sweet people. Small church. And I just want to continue to remind you, the day of small churches is not over. And if you look statistically, most of what God is doing in America is in small churches. That doesn't mean the big churches are bad or wrong, and it certainly does not mean that God is not using large churches. It all depends on whether the church is actually preaching the gospel or not, but God uses mightily small churches. So just very, very grateful for the opportunity to minister to the folks at Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bucyrus. This coming Sunday, Joy and I have the privilege of being at Central Baptist down on Frank Road here in Columbus, one of our favorite places to go. Central Baptist Church on Frank Road, we will be there this coming Sunday morning. Can't wait to be back with the folks at Central Baptist. All of you are aware of the attack on Israel by Iran. This is a first. First time that Iran has directly attacked the nation of Israel. I've got much to say about that at the top of the hour. I've got a lot of comments, a lot of thoughts, and if you have thoughts and comments, I'd love to hear from you. We will get to that at the top of the hour. Once again, God's protection on the nation of Israel. A 300 or more drones, ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and 99% of them were intercepted and were harmless. A few made it through. A few hit an Israeli military base, caused very minor damage, not really anything significant. But 99% of 300 or more missiles were intercepted by the Israeli defenses and the U.S. and Great Britain and Jordan and Egypt. Yes, several Arab nations literally defended the nation of Israel. We'll get into the whys, what that could possibly mean, again, at the top of the hour. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court is going to be hearing oral arguments in a very, very important case. The January 6th rioters, some of them are still in jail. Others were in jail and now in prison with lengthy prison sentences. The anti-Israel protesters that broke into the congressional cafeteria last week, will any of those go to prison? Nah. Anyway, the Supreme Court is going to hear the case as far as whether obstruction charges were or are appropriate in the January 6th rioters. The Justice Department, under Joe Biden, tried very hard to find the most severe crime to charge the January 6th rioters. And that's what it was. It was a riot. It was not an insurrection. It was a riot. And it was wrong. No doubt about that. The most serious charge brought by the Justice Department was the obstruction charge, which could mean years in prison for rioting. To make the crime eligible for obstruction, anyone who, quote, corruptly alters, destroys, mutilates, or conceals a record document or other object or attempts to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in official proceedings or otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so, and so forth. It all depends on the interpretation of obstruction. So this is going to go before the Supreme Court. I don't know how long it's going to take for them to hand down a decision. If it is determined by the Supreme Court that obstruction is not appropriate, it will mean much, 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 much shorter prison terms, jail time for the January 6th rioters. And it could, in fact, it probably would impact the prosecution of Donald Trump himself. About half of the prosecution against Donald Trump would be thrown out if the Supreme Court rules in favor of these January 6th rioters. So very, very important for the January 6th rioters and their families and for Donald Trump. It is clear we have a double standard in our justice system today. If you look at how the rioters from the Black Lives Matter riots, hundreds and hundreds of those riots, dozens of people killed, millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of damage, hundreds of businesses closed their doors for good because of the Black Lives Matter riots. Far, far more serious threat to America than what happened on January 6th. And again, I am not defending the people who obviously acted illegally on January 6th. And by the way, the overwhelming majority of the people that were at that rally on January 6th did nothing illegal. Nothing. They exercised their constitutional right to protest, and they quietly went home. Of the thousands who went to the Capitol building, not all of them did anything illegal, but a whole bunch did. And I have said it over and over again. They should be prosecuted. But consistent with the prosecution of other riots and rioters. But the Justice Department, in an attempt to punish not just the rioters, but Donald Trump, went for the most serious charges possible. And many of those folks were in jail for an incredible amount of time with no hearing, which is clearly illegal. Anyway, this is going to be fascinating to watch. Again, oral arguments tomorrow before the Supreme Court. How long before they hand down the decision, I have no clue. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. America is facing possibly the most serious drug shortage, medications shortage in history. Really? In America? Yeah, we'll talk about that when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness, folks. I was going to wait until the top of the hour to deal with this, and I'm still going to wait to get into detail. But we've got a problem in America with radical Islam, folks. We have a problem. It's not just in other countries. We have a problem here in America. I'm looking at the TV monitor in the studio right now, and you have a bunch of radical Muslim, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, pro-Palestinian, pro-terrorist protesters blocking bridges in New York City, marching across the bridge, blocking the bridge, shouting death to America, death to Israel. We've got a problem. Radical Islam is anti-American. And this movement is growing. Anyway, I'll get more into details at the top of the hour, but I'm just watching what's unfolding in New York on the TV monitor. A record drug shortage in America. At least 323 active drugs are either in short supply or there are just none available. And some of them are kind of minor drugs and you could probably find another drug. Some of them are life-saving chemotherapy drugs as well as emergency medications stored in hospitals. Quote, the American Society of Health System Pharmacists and reported there were 323 active drug shortages in the first quarter of the year, marking the most shortages since they have been tracking this data beginning in 2001. The most drug shortages at any one time right now today than at any time in American history. The last time we had something close to this was back in 2014. This is worse. And again, some of these drugs are life-saving drugs. Sedation drugs that are used in emergency rooms for, again, life-saving procedures. Some of the drugs are emergency medications that are stored in hospital crash carts and procedural areas. And why? Well, evidently it comes down to money. Yeah, it comes down to money. Now, you would think that the Biden administration would be all over this. Please remember that the Democrats are all about government control of this, government control of this, big government, big government, big government. Well, where is big government? Where is Health and Human Services? Where is the Biden administration? This is a very dangerous situation. According to Fox Business, quote, short-term shortages are caused by demand outstripping supply, but the most severe and persistent shortages are driven by economic factors that undermine investment in manufacturing capacity, manufacturing quality, and supply chain reliability. So if I'm reading that correctly, if I am, many of the large pharmaceutical companies just don't think, eh, we're not making enough money on this drug, that drug. We're not making enough profit on this drug, that drug. So we're just going to pull back production. Excuse me? People are depending upon that medication? Well, yeah, we know, but we're not making enough money. We're not making enough profit. Again, quoting, these economic challenges are driven by extreme price competition among generic manufacturers. Okay. I am a capitalist. I believe in an open market. I really do. But there are some things that should be under the oversight of the federal government. And one of those areas, I believe, are life-saving medications. And, you know, the liberal left and the Biden administration is about interfering with every single part of our life. What kind of car you drive? How many electric vehicles will be pushed down our throat? When do we have to give up our gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles? How much electricity can you use? What appliances can you use in your home? Can you use a gas stove in your home? Can you use a gas fireplace in your home? Are you still able to use a barbecue grill in your backyard? No, seriously, you know I'm telling you the truth. Under the Biden administration, the federal government is about controlling every part of your life, except things that could save your life. So, what is the Biden administration doing to deal with this historic drug shortage? I don't know that they're doing anything. All right, when we come back, we'll get to the attack on Israel by Iran and, of course, much more when we return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.